Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's Pete Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our
Athletes Respectfully. You know what it is today. Today is MLK, Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. to be exact. And here in Lubbock, Texas, it's a great day. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping. It's really not too cool out there today. So I really want to say happy Martin Luther King Day to you guys out there. If you guys are celebrating the parade, hope you guys be safe out there. March. If you guys out there protesting, get your protesting on. If you guys want to go see the movie Selma, more shout out to you. It's a great day to be an American, not only a black American, but also an American. Man, it's not a problem here in America. It's not a skin problem, but a sin problem. So let me reassure you about that. But once again, happy Martin Luther King Day. You guys need to do your history. His birthday was actually on January 15th. So happy belated birthday to MLK, J.R. But I'm gonna go ahead and get into a speech with him real quick. That's how I'm going to start this out. Start it out with a little speech, a Martin Luther King Jr. speech. And really listen to when it first started playing, listen to what he says because, man, it really sparked my ear right here.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. Totalitarian country. Maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they have committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest for right. So just as I say we aren't going to let any dog or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Wow. Man, do that not make you get goosebumps? Does it just make your skin tremble? Because he said, I've seen the promised land. Just think about it, man. Really, really sit down and think about it. Like, okay, I do motivational speaking as well, but not as well as Dr. King. But you guys that play sports out there, you know, my program is called Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And not only am I talking about the athletes that stepping between the white lines or going inside of a court or going inside of a hockey arena, I'm talking about us as people because us as people, we all are athletes and we all are competing and in this world to become a better person than we are whenever we came into it. And not competing with one another, but competing with ourselves to become closer to our maker. Because once we make ourselves better, our household gets better. Once our household gets better, we can impact our community. Once our community gets better, we can protect our state. And once our state gets better, we can protect our nation. And it's a domino effect. So in order to make people better, you know, you gotta make other people better. And with that being said, just like Dr. Martin Luther King, yes, sir. Yeah. I'm doing my show right now. Hold on. Yeah, I gotta give him that's my son right there. My son actually sits here with me as I do my radio shows, my podcast, because hey, I'm a father figure. I got a son coming up, and he has to know what's the right thing to do. So you know what I'm saying? So you got to excuse my son right there as we're working together right here. His name is Quaid. Yeah, his name is Quaid. But as I was saying, how you get better is by making other people better. It's a domino effect. You get better, your household gets better, your community gets better, your state gets better, and ultimately your nation gets better. Then that's how we can continue to be this great country of America. Just how when Dr. King said that at the beginning, whenever I first played his speech, he said only thing he asked for America is be the same as you are on paper. Be the same as you are in real life as you are on paper. So don't just talk about it, be about it. And that's one thing about, because we hear it so many times in with our rappers, with our entertainers, with everybody, because our story is just so common. But Dr. Martin Luther King's journey, his story, his critique on his attack on the civil rights movement was spectacular. And a lot of people don't know, because we have the social media out right now. A lot of people don't know. Everybody just hear about the glory. Nobody gets to see the work that was put in back in the day. Dr. Martin Luther King, actually, like, I have a picture on my Facebook. You can look at me at facebook.com/P. Richardson. You can look on my Facebook today and see that I have a picture on there, not of a quote with him, not of, like, what you learned in school, but it's actually him picking up a burnt cross out of his front yard with his son. With his son in the front yard with him. So, and he continued his journey because he had a dream, and no matter what, how big his dream was, he was going to have it come true, no matter if his family was in danger, because he knew he had God on his side. That's why he said he had seen the promised land. You know what I'm saying? And just here goes a fact, if you guys didn't know, President Ronald Reagan was the president during the Martin Luther King era. He was actually against Martin Luther King Day. You know, you guys need to look it up and do your research. And because for you guys now, you know what I mean? Because we're in the midst. We're actually living Dr. King's dream right now. So you guys probably wouldn't understand. And a lot of people nowadays, everybody wants us to be quiet. Everybody's so against this protesting that's going on because of the Eric Garner and the Mike Brown. And it's crazy because now that we got these camera phones, thanks to Steve Jobs, you know, we've got the iPhones and stuff. We're actually able to see what's going on. You know what I mean? So now people are actually getting to see firsthand, like, what we see, what they actually witness, what we witness, but now they see it with their own eyes. But back in the day, they had to just go off of what we say. And shout out to all the people who helped, people like Harriet Tubman, people who helped us get to where we are now, because us as minorities, not only black people, but when I say minorities, also the lower class white people, somebody has helped us get to where we are now. People have helped us elevate to what we are right now, because no one gets to where you are by yourself. You know what I'm saying? No one gets there by themselves. So what I'm saying is, back in the day, actually, like if you do your facts, it was the bill was passed, but they thought Dr. King was a communist back in the day. And it's quoted by Ronald Reagan saying, well, we'll know in 35 years, won't we? You know, but he later signed the bill for the Dr. King holiday, but it was passed with a 338-90 veto-proof margin in favor in the House of Representatives. So what I'm saying is, now everybody wasn't for the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. It was either the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday or Columbus Day. you know, ultimately they wanted Columbus Day to be a holiday because they felt like Dr. King was a communist. He didn't deserve to have his birthday marked as a holiday. But later they ended up keeping both of those days, in which, you know, Columbus Day, Christopher Columbus is the one who said, quote unquote, say, allegedly, discovered America. But hey, you know, I don't think he do. I mean, shoot. If you really do your history, and really, if you understand, if you really do your history and know the colors, and know, like, where your colors come from, everything comes from black. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, it's not my spot, it's not my space. It's not my space to say, you know, to talk on that in that area. But, you know, if you, just like how most people say, if you do the science, and the facts say this, it's like, why in every picture am I looking at a white Jesus? Why is Santa Claus white? Why is everybody white? But if you look at the movie Noah, everybody's white. You look at the Ten Commandments, everybody's white. But if you really do your history, if you really know where your colors come from, everything starts from darkness. First there's darkness. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's just. You know, that's why they say the truth hurts. The truth shall set you free, but first the truth will piss you off. That's what they say. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you got to do the issue. And it's crazy. Being a kid, I never was interested in any of this. It's crazy how I started growing up and becoming the man that I am. I started getting interested in, like, black facts. I was one of those people who was just like, man, you know, black people just need to just shut up and we're free. And if the white man say something to you about this, yes, you do need to be quiet, because I did know from back in the day, even if you just like Emmett Till, if you wink at a woman or say something to a woman, you was going to die. Nobody cared. Nobody cared about your freedom. It wasn't worth anything, and all this whoop-de-whoop. That's what I thought, you know, and then I grew up, and then, like, man, something called life that just makes you just want to just, like, it makes you wonder, and then it makes you sit back and think, like, because they say education is the key, and pumping this education in your head in, because you're thinking it's just college. But let me put some knowledge on you real quick. Education is just you feeding your brain. You don't have to go to college to be educated. Malcolm X got educated in prison. You could be sitting at home. You mean, sometimes your parents might not be able to take you to school. You might have to sit at home and feed your little brothers and sisters. You might have been raised in a family where you had to go to work at 18, where you couldn't go to college. You know, but sometimes those are the most successful people, because education doesn't necessarily mean college. Education means knowledge. Education means preparing yourself for the next day. That means picking up a book that's right next to you. If it's going to the local library, read up on it. You don't have to go to school to educate yourself. And going to school is just another opportunity for other people to help other people. You know what I'm saying? So educate yourself. You know, education doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to college. If you can't go to college, if you got a baby, if you making your money through stripping, if you making through your money through drug dealing, if you making your money doing a 9-to-5, it's not my position to sit here and say what you say or what you're doing is wrong. But it is my position to sit here and say whatever you are doing, make sure at the end of the day that your conscience is right and that you're good with your maker and continue to do better, because life is not about what you've done or where you've been. It's about making your dreams come true. You know what I'm saying? So always stay loyal, stay true, and don't forget about those that who has helped you. Because no matter what, nobody is paying your bills. So if you're out there stripping or selling dope or selling drugs, you know, I'm not really for that, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like it's multiple times in the black community, like Jay-Z, his story is known. That, yeah, he raised was in the Marcy Projects and he sold dope. Then he took his dope money and became a rapper. You know what I mean? So, like, the rags to riches story, that's really what you call American Dream, it's more common than it is uncommon. You know what I mean? And prime example, Tupac. Everybody like Tupac. That's that right, son. Yeah, Tupac. Yeah, Tupac was portrayed to be a gangster, but he was really an educated brother. But if you listen to the song called Changes, listen to what he's saying and really listen to the words, because it really speaks on what Dr. King's message, but he put it into a message to where us young cats could really listen to it and really think about it in a positive way. But I just really think he was portrayed in the media to be something that he was not, talking about thug life, and really if you break down thug and really realize what it really means to you, to me, it means true hero under God. But to somebody else, it means to somebody breaking into somebody's home or just, you know, just not even really putting too much thought into the word, but just trying to downgrade the word itself. Anyways, here we go. Tupac Chase, back to your Martin Luther King Day.
My brother, to my sister.
some things will never change. What up? Yes, P. Richardson live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. This is The Word on the Street with P. Richardson on Saving Athletes Respectfully Network. Yes, and what you just heard right there was Changes by my main man, Tupac. And what I'm talking about is it's Happy Martin Luther King Day, and I wanted to tie those two messages in. I know everybody was thinking, Martin Luther King, and you got Tupac, one rapper, one preacher. And you're probably thinking, you're probably coinciding, you probably, you know, it's not portraying the same message, but you really got to do your research. So you really got to understand that the synonyms that these guys have with one another, because Tupac, man, was actually a black activist. You know, not only did he just, music was just his way of getting out the hood. A lot of people don't know a lot of athletes just use their sports to get them what they want to do, just like 50 Cent. 50 Cent is a prime example. 50 Cent is an entrepreneur. 50 Cent is a mogul now, but he had to use rap, do what he had to do to get his rap game, because he knew that's how he's going to get a lot of money, to where he eventually could do boxing and like promoting and doing things as he's doing now, just like Sean Puffy, P. Diddy Combs, you know what I mean, had to use rap to get to where he is now. Now them guys is doing extremely different other things. Tupac wanted to do the same, but he was actually significantly better than those two guys, I think, put together and portray the message that people just got behind. And a lot of people don't want to see a lot of people win. Just for instance, look who's going to the Super Bowl now. You know what I mean? New England Patriots. This is Tom Brady, sixth time going to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And Bill Belichick. A lot of people would love to see Alabama lose during the playoffs against Ohio State. So don't nobody really like a winner. I mean, prime example, that was Tupac, but they ended up killing him. But anyway, today, you know, is January 19th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And what a tremendous guy. I mean, would you pick up burning crosses in front of your son and still continue your dream? Like, a lot of people who have a regular job, Soon as people start talking noise about them, then they wanna, you know, booty hole when they get tense and wanna start talking noise. And some people wanna find another job. So just think about, like, that case. That first, Brown v. Board took 10 years. I mean, like, that's how long, you know, like, that's how long that like, this stuff takes. Like, it just don't happen overnight. And a lot of these kids nowadays think stuff that, like, man, I've been putting in work for 9 months. Or I've been putting in work for 3 weeks. You know, so, and just thinking things to just happen like that. But, man, when you got to put in years, like, think about it. When you put in years, like, experience is the best teacher. So you got to live your love. They say do what you love and love what you do, and you won't never have to work a day in your life. And that's why I came into radio. I just started doing radio until I was 26. I'm 28 right now. You know what I mean? And then it is just like a thought. And I've been doing it consistently for about a year and a half now, and I've just now got part-time here in Lubbock, Texas. You know, and I'm the only black guy in the radio station. So it's like I have, like, not only am I trying to make it for me and my family, but I also trying to make it for my people as well, to let my people know you ain't got to sell drugs. You ain't got to play. You ain't got to be an athlete to make it. You ain't got to win the lotto. It's like, man, you can do it right in your community, right in your hometown. You could become a person and get in a position to give back. You don't have to be a millionaire and making a tremendous amount of money just to give back. You can make minimum wage and get back. You ain't got to make minimum wage and get back. You know what I mean? That's why majority of the time, that's why kids look up to these drug dealers and these codependents like that, because they see them giving back. When they see that local banker looking like them, only giving back to their family. So that's why people resent people who look like them in a bank, people who look like them that's a politician, people who look like them that's a teacher, because growing up in a 90s, you know, mid-80s, early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, you see these people, everyday successful people who get out of the hood and turn their back. And you know what we call them? We call them Uncle Toms. And that's what you got to do when it's being a black man. You got to worry about being quote unquote the real NIGGA, real nigga. And then you got on the other side being Uncle Tom. It's like you can't be anywhere in the middle. It's like, do I act ignorant? And do I, once I get to where I'm going, prime example, Michael Vick. Michael Vick. Everybody knows he went to jail for 2 years for fighting pit bulls. Okay, once you get to a certain place in your life, you got to let that old stuff go. You got to let your old ways go. Excuse my language. You got to let the old nigga ways go and start being a man. And it's sad nowadays when most people start being, when most black men start being a man or start talking like they got sense. Our own people want to call us Uncle Toms or they want to call us white. And which I don't think is right. They want to call us Uncle Toms or they want to call us white just because we ain't going back to the hood doing the same stuff that we used to do. You know what I'm saying? And everything, now don't get me wrong, we used to do stuff like, man, I used to act up. I know people used to act up. They used to try to, but we got lucky. We knew what we was doing. You know what I mean? Like for a prime example. You know what I mean? A lot of people like to roll dice. You know what I'm saying? Let's say we saw Reverend Jesse Jackson rolling dice or President Obama rolling dice. We're going to be like, what? Man, you know, the media is going to crucify him. You know what I mean? But that's just something as a hobby. We want to make up some extra few dollars just to wash clothes or shoes. Man, I want to wash. I need to wash my car, so I'm going to go ahead and roll some dice or flip some quarters and go ahead and make some extra money so I can go ahead and save some extra cash so I can eat at Applebee's. You know what I mean? It could be something so small, but it's something. But since you can't portray, you can't do what you used to do once you start making a significant amount of money and you start pursuing your dream. It's like Michael Vick, bro, you shouldn't have been doing that. You know what I mean? But I know he's past it. He's way past now. He's actually a great man. He done paid off all his debt now that he had got in during all that mess. You know what I mean? And he's still, like, giving back. He done wrote a few books, and everybody know about his reality show. But, you know, that's just an example of whenever, you know, it's like you start to live your dream, people think that you got to keep staying real. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, man, like, you being real, but being real was like, man, I can't do that no more. And don't call me your Uncle Tom just because I'm not doing that no more, because I got a family to look after, because now I got a congregation behind me. Now I got people behind me that's looking forward and trying to be positive and do right. I'm not about to be sitting here doing wrong but looking at you. You know what I'm saying? So grow up. The only thing constant in this world is change. Change, baby. Change. Not the piece of change in your pocket or that loose change in your gap. I'm talking about the change in your life. You heard me? P. Richardson, word on the street, saving our peace respectfully, live on Blog Talk Radio. Yo, and it is Martin Luther King Day. Well, I can't even just say it's me, because everybody been hearing my son all day. Man, I'm a proud father. Yeah, come over there. I'm a proud father. Yeah, his name is Quay Richardson. Yes, sir. Yeah, he's looking at me like, hell yeah. I know, man, he's just trying to play. But, yeah, live on Blog Talk Radio Network. This is P. Richardson. Word on the street. Oh, man, Martin Luther King Day. It's such a great day, man. I think we're going to go ahead and go outside and go for a walk, do something. It looks like a great day outside. But I'm not going to let you guys go without letting you hear my I Can't Do It. Yeah, that's right. Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. To fly, to conquer. Nah, yeah, don't be laughing at my singing. But, yeah, that was just a little brief little thing, man. I could talk about this all day. But, yeah, that's my little segment. Martin Luther King Jr., along with a little bit of Tupac. But no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. Stay real, stay loyal, and always do what's right. You're going to be all right. For all the fathers, soon-to-be fathers out there, take care of your kids. All the college students out there, go to class. Everybody else, deuces. Love conquers all. An eye for an eye leaves the world blind. Peace.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight. Right.
they without aiming at me. But I become Neo when they aiming at me. Me, me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, vibe, soar, higher, 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 more, fire.
Get ready for it.